Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. For the third year, Corgus Productions has put together its Summer Heat International Dance Festival, a weekend of contemporary dance by internationally renowned companies from both America and abroad. This year's festival features Doug Verone in dance. This New York company has received numerous awards, and Verone's choreographic work ranges from contemporary dance to theater, opera, fashion, and film. Beijing Dance Theater, led by Wang Yunyun, one of China's leading modern dance choreographers, will present the environmental-inspired full-length dance piece, Haze, Sunday afternoon, and Parsons Dance will be returning for their third Tulsa appearance Tuesday evening. Joining me today is Ken Tracy, the executive director of Corgus, which is embarking on its 14th year of providing thought-provoking, cutting-edge performing arts to Tulsa from around the world. Joins us to talk about the Summer Heat International Dance Festival, which begins Saturday evening at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. Ken Tracy, welcome back to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Rich. It's always good to be here.
You know, this is the time of year when most people are only thinking about going out to the lake or they're on vacation. And yet, 3 years ago, you had this somewhat crazy idea of bringing in some of the most talented international dance companies for a festival in the doggest days of summer, the last weekend of July. And yet here you are 3 years later, and you're still bringing in these amazing dance companies. Tell us about how this idea
first started. Well, we are. And as you say, it is the dog days of summer, and it's probably appropriately named the Summer Heat International Dance Festival because it can be quite warm. But the season used to be September to May, and no one really pays much attention to that anymore. The season kind of goes year-round. Dance companies are still working. They're very active in going to festivals like Jacob's Pillow and the American Dance Festival in North Carolina. And there were especially some amazing international companies that were available in the summer that are not available the rest of the year. And then domestic companies are also looking to fill in. You know, if they're working up for these other festivals, they like to also perform elsewhere. And it kind of coincided with one of our problems, which was finding dates at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. We thought, well, maybe we can just do when nobody else wants. Not everybody leaves town. A lot of people do. But a lot of people are still in town and looking for a cool place to enjoy a nice performance.
And you seem to have found an audience.
We have. It's been a little slower than we would like. We think we are still one of Tulsa's best-kept secrets, and we appreciate the opportunity to come on KWGS and talk about the season so everybody knows what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, this really kicks off your season for the year, and it's really almost half of your season happens this weekend.
That's right. We are actually doing five dance companies this year, and three of them are coming in for the festival.
So when you're trying to find companies for this summer festival, and you've had some big names in the past, and there are big names this year as well, are you just looking for those companies that are, say, headed to Aspen or Santa Fe or North Carolina or Massachusetts? They're coming overseas anyway, so come to Tulsa? Is it that sort of thing?
Well, to a certain extent, you know, we go to booking conferences and talk to agents and kind of find what companies are going to be here and see how we might fit in to those travel plans. And very often they're looking for a stop between East Coast and West Coast. And my booking theory has always been don't book someone just because they're available. Book them because they are an excellent dance company.
And I know a lot of the philosophy has been the things that sort of appeal to your own eclectic interest.
Well, I do have very eclectic taste, and I like everything from classical ballet, which, of course, Tulsa Ballet has pretty well covered. So one thing we don't do is classical ballet. In fact, I think in the going on 14 years we've been doing this, that we've had two pairs of toe shoes on the stage, and one pair was worn by a man. So it's not classical ballet at all. It's contemporary dance. It's companies that are pushing the genre forward.
Yeah. Now, this year you have three companies coming in. Tell us a little bit about Doug Verone and dance.
Doug Verone has been around for 30, maybe 35 years. He is internationally known. They travel around the world. The company has never been to Oklahoma. Doug is still very active with the company in terms not only of doing choreography, but he also dances. And he will open the evening Saturday night with a solo. Hmm. And he's of a certain age now, but he's also still an amazing dancer.
And what can you tell us about their choreography, the look of their choreography? What appeals to you about this particular
group? Well, they were doing a piece called Lux, which it is just really vibrant. It's active. It's just very creative. I'm always blown away how a choreographer can get dancers around the stage and have them at the right place at the right time and create these patterns and movement. And it's a form that really you have to see.
But what is it that sort of appeals to you about the way they dance and the look of the company?
Very attractive dancers, very competent. They know what they're doing. What I like about the company is even though they've been around for 35 years, they continue to push the envelope, do new things. So they're going to be doing some new work, and they're going to be doing some of his kind of his classic works as well. But the company is just one of those companies that when they're on stage, they just light up the auditorium.
All right. And that's the Doug Verrone and Dancers. That takes place Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at the Williams Theater at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center as the Summer Heat International Dance Festival gets underway for Corgus Production. Three companies coming in this weekend. And beyond Doug Verrone and Dancers, you have the Beijing Dance Theater. Now, is this like a major state-run company? Or?
Yeah, well, quite frankly, I don't think it's state-run. Yeah. I'm not sure how it's operated. But it is one of the major contemporary dance companies in China. And the work they're going to perform had its premiere actually at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. a few years ago. And this, again, people hear Beijing Dance Company and they immediately think of Chinese folk dance. This is not that at all. This is a contemporary dance company, again, just pushing the boundaries of what can be done on stage with the human body. In this case, they're bringing in their own special dance floor, which is kind of a cushioned surface. It almost creates an obstacle course for the dancers to navigate. It's not a firm padded surface like a traditional Marley dance floor. It's more almost like an air mattress that they walk on, and they fall and bounce off of that and do some really amazing things that you just don't think a dance company can do.
Now, that's what I thought of as, okay, folk dance is one thing, but the other thing is sort of acrobatics,
that
dance and acrobatics. And I assume that sounds a little bit...
There is some acrobatic. It's not...
But it's not... It's, not,
it, it's not the...
Like gymnastics or anything.
Right. Yeah. It's not the Shanghai tumblers or yeah, whatever. It's right. Not that at all. It is very much dance, but...
There's an athleticism
and
in it.
And it's still informed by the Chinese culture. But this particular work, the artistic director created to speak to the issue of global pollution, actually.
And it's actually titled Haze.
It's called Haze, right. And it, of course, has some haze on stage. To me, one of the things that's interesting about international companies is how they use their cultural tradition to create what we would call contemporary dance. It's not folk dance. It's still contemporary dance, but you can see the Chinese in the dance. It's just like on Doug Verrone, you can see the American in the dance. And when we've had other international companies, you can see their cultural background in the dance, but it is not traditional dance.
Really? So even when you've had the Israeli groups in, you had the Geneva, the dance theater there.
Oh, absolutely.
Swiss.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not even sure what the Swiss national identity would be, except some horrible stereotype of, you know, yodeling and something. But you feel like you can see that national character.
Many of the companies you can, yes. Not all of them, because nowadays the major international companies commission work by choreographers from around the world. So you see maybe less than that, but when you get someone
and
like
the dancers
Beijing Dance Theater, where the choreographer, artistic director is native Chinese, you see a lot more of it.
Now, as I understand it, Hayes is a collaboration not only between the dance company, but also visual artists that are...
That's correct.
So tell us a little about that.
Again, with all dance, I suppose, the lighting and the haze, the fog on stage, and the costumes, everything comes together. It's not only the dancers, but more and more choreographers are working with stage designers, lighting designers, not only to bring a piece that they've created to the stage, but working with them early on and working with composers early on to get the final product so that as the choreographer is working to create the piece, they
informed by the other art that
they are influenced by the other artist who will be bringing this piece to the stage as well.
Yeah. So what strikes you as most interesting about this particular piece? Is it all the integration of everything
exactly.
to do this sort of environmental theme?
Yeah. And you know, it's such a unique work. I haven't seen anything else like it anywhere. They originally wanted to do her version of Hamlet, the full evening Hamlet, which was very interesting, very striking. But again, it was very much a story ballet is what it was. And I thought, well, that's not really what we want to do. So I asked them, what else do you have available? And they had a couple of other full evening works of which I liked maybe half of. And I said, well, how about you do half of this and half of that? And they didn't want to do it. And then we ran across Hayes. And as soon as it started, I said, this is it.
Yeah, it's just, there's something about it. It was completely different from the rest.
Huh? It's so different from anything I've seen anywhere.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like then like Beijing Dance Theater is much like our Tulsa Ballet in the fact that they're doing a whole amalgam of different things.
They are, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tulsa Ballet is doing, every year they commission some work and they bring in some contemporary work that they add to their season, which I think is wonderful. I just think that those who enjoy those contemporary works that Tulsa Ballet has been doing, they would love all three of these companies for the dance festival this weekend.
So that's the Beijing Dance Theater presenting Hayes, and that will be Sunday afternoon at 3, and that will be in the Chapman Music Hall.
In the Chapman, yes.
Yeah, so hopefully there will be a lot of people to be able to see this event. And finally, almost a regular that you're bringing in, Parsons Dance. Tell us a little bit about Parsons Dance. You've forged a good relationship with
him. Well, I have. And I tell David Parsons every time I see him that he probably ruined my life. in the early 90s, I was working in New York and had some time and went down to the Joyce Theater. And Parsons Dance was performing. And I had seen Tulsa Ballet perform classical ballet. But I really had not seen contemporary dance. And I saw Parsons Dance perform, and I was just totally blown away. So those 3 years I was in New York, I went to the Joyce a lot and saw a lot of contemporary companies, came back to Tulsa, and I said, these companies should really be coming to Tulsa. And one of the early companies we brought was Parsons. And this will be their third time that we've brought them in.
And of course, it was really going to be a special appearance because at one point, beyond their normal piece, which I'm sure will be special itself, they were going to do a performance for people on the autistic spectrum. Now, that's fallen through because of some issues outside of your control.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had some travel issues with the company. They ended up taking a performance in Reno, Nevada, and getting everyone here in time to get everything lined up. And then it's very difficult with the number of companies we have going on at the Tulsa PAC. You know, the staff there is wonderful, and the stagehands are wonderful, but sometimes it just gets a little too crowded for all that we want to do. And we kind of took a look back and said, maybe we should do this another time. But Parsons has worked with some educators in New York and have developed a program of performances for children on the autism spectrum where they kind of tone down the sound, they turn down the lights, and just make it a little more relaxed and friendly. And the house lights are not so dark, and they make it so that the children, we kind of limit it to children on the autism spectrum and their families, and then they are able to get up, move around, leave the theater, and with not don't feel like they're bothering other people because everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah.
And we would still like to do that and look at some other possibilities for autism-friendly performances.
But for their evening performance on Tuesday, yeah, Tuesday evening, what are they going to be doing?
Well, they're going to be doing a, of course, one of the Parsons' works always is his signature piece called Caught. Caught is done with the use of strobe lights, and the way it's done, it looks like the dancer never touches the floor. He just moves across the stage like he's flying. And it's always a crowd pleaser. And sometimes they will open the show with that. I think they're doing it in the second act. But they're also doing a work called Hand Dance, and they're doing two or three other pieces.
These are things are from their repertoire.
Repertoire pieces, yeah. Some have been around for a while. Some are new this spring. So.
All right. Well, sounds like a great lineup of dance. It's, again, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, and Tuesday night.
Correct.
And how do people get information about the festival?
They can call 918-688-6112.
All right. And I hope a lot of people come out because it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend of dance.
It's going to be wonderful, yeah.
Yeah. When you have a festival like this, sometimes festivals, there'll be multiple dance companies doing things over a course of a night, and you'll see dancers intermingle or festival performers intermingling. This is a little different because I would assume most of these companies are in and out, right?
Well, yes and no. One thing that I should mention that is in addition to what we're doing with the Summer Heat International Dance Festival, the Bell House, another local nonprofit, has what they call the Exchange Choreography Festival going on. And this will be all day Friday, all day Saturday. And they have choreographers and dancers from across the country, East Coast, West Coast, Minnesota. They're coming in for that festival. And it is organized so that each of the choreographers coming in presents a short piece, and then they, all the participants, discuss the piece, make suggestions, criticize it, and it's just 2 days of really idea exchange. That's what's called the Exchange Festival.
Oh, interesting.
And so we thought, why not run these two festivals at the same time? And those people then can attend Corgus Festival performances and at the same time take advantage of some of the visiting artists. So, you know, we have a reception after the performance on Saturday evening where everybody's going to come together, all the dancers here for the festival from China, from New York, and then all the exchange people also. So, yeah, we do.
That's
a lot
of really
exchange.
Amazing little thing that's going on in conjunction with these performances. That's really great. Well, my guest today is Ken Tracy. He's the executive director of Corgus Productions. Corgus kicks off their 14th year with their third Summer Heat International Dance Festival, featuring the Doug Verone and Dance and dancers Beijing Dance Theater and Parsons Dance this weekend, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, and Tuesday evening at the Performing Arts Center. And really, this is the kickoff of your season. This is about half your season in one weekend.
It is anymore. It's about half the season. So we can kind of relax for the rest of the year.
Well, what I notice is looking ahead, for those who have been going to this Summer Dance Festival, there are groups that have appeared on the Summer Dance Festival that are in your regular season. For example, Ten Hairy Legs.
Ten Hairy Legs came in the first festival that we did. Last year they came in and did a shorter piece just as part of our opening gala performance. And we thought, you know, they do such an outstanding outreach program that why not bring them in for a week's residency? And so they're coming in, doing student shows, and then a performance. Again, they commission work from some of the major choreographers working in the country today.
It's an all-male company, right?
It's an all-male company, yeah.
And Is that a new thing for Corgis to actually do sort of week-long residencies where you're doing a lot more outreach?
We've always participated in the what is known as the Any Given Child initiative through the mayor's office, Arts and Humanities Council, and Tulsa Public Schools. And we are committed to providing a three-student performance of a contemporary dance company for every seventh grader in Tulsa Public School System. So that means to, if you're doing it in the Williams, we're going to have seven or eight shows. And so it takes a week to do that. And then they'll be doing some master classes and some other things while they're here.
Having participated in that program, what is that? I mean, that's got to be gratifying, but what is your reaction to seeing all these seventh graders? Perhaps it has to be almost, for almost all of them, their first exposure to contemporary dance.
It is. And, you know, the reaction is varied. They have an idea of what dance might be, and that's usually an idea of classical ballet.
Tutus and,
Now, toe shoes. Anymore, with the popularity of shows like So You Think You Can Dance, they have a little different idea of what dance is. And the choreography on So You Think You Can Dance is a lot closer to what you see with a Corgis production.
Or modern or jazz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of the companies we bring in, such as Dwight Roden, who is the artistic director for Complexions Dance Company, he very often does choreography for So You Think You Can Dance. So the reaction varies. We get these responses from the students. More than once, a student has called the next day and asked how they can join the dance company. And we've now kind of worked out a referral system where we can get them to some dance classes and that sort of thing. But we sometimes call those educational performances, but in reality, they're probably inspirational performances. It's not like they're going to learn to dance by watching it. They're going to broaden their mind, certainly. But as much as anything, it's going to inspire them to do something they never thought they could do.
Yeah. Well, you're being very diplomatic, too, because as we know, seventh graders are some of the most fickle. That's one of the most fickle age in the.
Oh, yeah.
So I imagine you get a range of reactions. Uh-huh. But I assume you are really touching some kids' lives with something that they've never seen before.
And, you know, last year, in conjunction with the dance festival, we also do an intensive where one of the companies is here for a week working with dancers. And last year we had a student who took part in an intensive who ended up majoring in dance. But she told me that the reason she became interested in dance is that she had attended a Corgis Productions student show when she was back in high school.
That's amazing. That's really great. Yeah. I have to mention one other production you're bringing in, which is something I guess you've, again, another artist you forged a relationship, and that's cellist Jeffrey Ziegler, who used to be with Kronos, who's now a solo artist. And he's doing a very special program this year in New York. What, it's about four or five cities, all of which are major cultural centers, and here in Tulsa.
That's right. Jeffrey and I, when Kronos was here, Jeffrey and I kind of forged the friendship. And I noticed that he had gone off on his own a few years ago. And I emailed him, and we had this conversation. Ended up bringing him in for a solo appearance, of which now we've done that twice. This will be the third time. And Jeffrey is so tied in to the music scene in New York that he has major composers just begging to write music for him, which must be a very envious position to be in if you're doing that. But this particular work is a project that he tells me came out of something he did in Tulsa 2 years ago. When he came in before, we did a fundraiser out at the Tulsa Air and Space Museum Planetarium. And we called it Cello Under the Stars. And Jeffrey had this little platform in the planetarium, and he played cello music while they projected stars. And it was a big hit. And he was telling his friends in New York about this, composer friends, and they started brainstorming about it. And so what they're coming up with is seven composers are writing eight pieces of original music, each based on a scientist of their choosing, and they're going to interpret that scientist's work for solo cello. And it's still under construction. I usually like to listen to things before they come in, but this was just such an amazing project. I wanted to be part of it. And it's going to premiere in New York, go to Mexico City, Austin, Texas, and Tulsa.
That's amazing. Do we know any of the seven composers? Are they young composers, or are they established composers, or a mix?
I should be able to tell you. They're established contemporary composers.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting project, and I look forward to hearing that. That sounds like it's going to be an amazing evening. And I should also mention one other thing. Besides dance, you're going to have Christine Andreas coming in to do her one-woman show, a tribute to Edith Piaf.
Right. And we call it a one-woman show, but what she does is channel Edith Piaf on stage. I've always loved the music of Edith Piaf. And four or five years ago, Ryu Dance Companies, which was one of the first dance companies that we ever brought in, did a program in New York called Street Singer. And it was told, the Edith Piaf story told through dance and with live music. And Christine Andreas did the vocals for that. And I would swear that it was recordings of Edith Piaf. But I said, okay, I really would like to bring that show to Tulsa. But doing live music with a band and musicians and all, it just got financially out of reach. But I was still intrigued with the music of Edith Piaf. So I got in touch with Christine. And we came up, she's done this one-woman show numerous times, and we thought, well, why not just bring the Edith Piaf part of the show to Tulsa? And this is going to be in the newly redesigned Dungeness Theater at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. It's smaller. They now have comfortable seating, and we have table seating as well. So it's going to have a club-like atmosphere. And it opens really with a film version of Edith Piaf singing, and then Christine, the lights come up on Christine, singing the same song, and it's almost seamless.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. And in the meantime, this weekend is the weekend for the Third Summer Heat International Dance Festival. You can learn more about it at Corgus.org. Ken Tracy, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Ken Tracy of Corgus Productions speaking with us here on Studio Tulsa. The third annual Summer Heat International Dance Festival actually kicks off today with the Exchange Choreography Festival. Doug Verona dancers perform Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at the Williams Theater of the PAC. Sunday afternoon at 3 in the Chapman Music Hall, it's the Beijing Dance Theater. And the festival concludes with Parsons Dance Tuesday evening at 8 at the Williams Theater. For more information on all the activities of the dance festival, the best place to go is Corgus.org. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.